What in the hell?
My neighbor who did this, Haley, she did an amazing job. Look at the detail on that.
Yeah, she did a good job.
You know me, I love the drama.
This is about as Halloween as I'm going to get this year.
All out. And like must have extended that radius.
Like hair?
Oh, I just want to show you these two. Look at this guy.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ajumma Squad. As a throwback to our first Halloween episode that we did last year, we want to share some fun things that you can do at home.
My favorite activity was with my kindergartner. We made this little cotton ghost guy.
That's cute. He's like a rainbow. He's like a pride ghost. What's some of the stuff that you need to make that?
Construction paper, cotton balls, glue, all of the items that you have at home.
Love it. Next is toilet paper mummies. I don't have time to do a ton of activities with a lot of stuff. Actually, I don't even have glue in my house right now. Everyone has toilet paper in their house. And all you really do is just wrap them up in toilet paper and they can walk around like mummies. Here's a picture of it.
I gotta take this off. I feel like I can't see anything.
There's two slime activities in there. I think we just need to do one.
Yeah.
So rock painting is definitely a good one.
And then next activity that we did was the rock paint the rock. My kid did this one and I really, really love it. What was the other activity that you liked?
Next up is super easy. Have a movie night. Enjoy the Halloween festivities and watch the movies. Maybe in your costume, who knows?
My sister and I used to love watching Hocus Pocus with Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler.
I just saw that last year for the first time and mentioned that to somebody this weekend. And we're like, oh my God, do you even have a vagina? I was like,
I did the bookmark, right?
No.
Oh no, I did. And this is also one of my favorites.
That's cute.
Just hold it up like that, but we had the little eye stickers at home, so we just put that on there. But you can use googly eyes, you can just draw them in with a black marker, just origami paper, and that's it. So one of my kids, he actually drew Frankenstein. He went on a YouTube channel and then made this, and then it pulls out to this.
That's so cute.
We did originally want to come up with these activities so that kids can stay away from the computer. I mean, and anything just to keep them off the computer, right? But I thought this was a great exception, you know?
Yeah, that's really cute. So that concludes our quick short list of activities that we can do with our kids. And we'll introduce a little cocktail. Cranberry blood juice, we'll call it.
Yeah.
It's really vodka cranberry. And last year we also talked about the idea of Asian American boys really finding it hard to find characters that they want to be for Halloween. You know, there's no role models. And we talked about Shang-Chi coming out. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but Joanne, I know you did.
Yeah, we went to go watch it this past weekend, and the boys really, really, really enjoyed it.
Does one of your kids want to like dress up like Shang-Chi for Halloween?
They weren't very impressed by the costume or the gear.
Aww.
My oldest one wanted to wear Darth Vader. The middle one ended up, he wanted to be a stormtrooper. But
oh, okay. Star Wars theme this year.
Yeah.
No and ninjas?
No ninjas. They got really into Mandalorian and Star Wars. So
what's your daughter going to be this year then?
She is going to be a ladybug.
Oh, cute.
I think
mine was ladybug last year.
Yeah.
Was she a ladybug last year too?
Yeah, she was ladybug. But I do want to say when I watched it, I did notice that they broke a lot of stereotypes. That was my biggest takeaway for Asian Americans, like Simu Liu or Shang-Chi, the main character. He was actually a valet parking guy with him and Awkwafina. There was another scene where Awkwafina, she didn't speak the Chinese, the language. That was something that I remembered. I was like, oh, wow, like they're showing their different kinds of Asian people. There are Americans that just don't know how to speak the language, you know, because they're born and raised here. But we've definitely come a long way since last year.
Stuff happening in the media has brought a lot of attention. Some really positive things have come to light. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. I don't know. My kids are usually, Alexis was a ladybug last year, but this year she's going to be a fairy. She had her ballet recital not too long ago, and she was a Cinderella's godmother's fairy. Little fairies.
Cute.
We went on a mad hunt to find wings. And Gabby initially said that she was going to be Edna from The Incredibles, and I was so excited about it. Like with the bangs and everything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and the big round glasses. But then she changed her mind at the last minute. So she's going to be, she got this like black cat onesie.
Cute.
Yeah.
Now, like everything is somewhat getting back to normal. So I bet people are going to enjoy themselves a little more this year. We just wish everybody to have a safe Halloween and have a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Holiday.
What is our activities we were talking about?
I'll tell you in a minute. I can't get these eyeballs out of the way.
When I'm looking at it.